With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. At this hour, President Biden and the First Lady are hosting President-elect Trump and the incoming First Lady at the White House. SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Donald and Melania Trump arrived here after attending the traditional Inauguration Day church service near the White House. The incoming and outgoing presidents are having tea, which is a long-running custom, although Joe Biden did not receive the invitation 4 years ago. Soon, the two presidents will leave for the inauguration ceremony, sharing a ride to the U.S. Capitol. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Mr. Trump has a long to-do list as he prepares to return to the Oval Office. His priorities include securing the border, regaining energy independence, as well as jump-starting the U.S. economy and making America's cities safe again. Bitter cold and dangerous wind chills prompting today's presidential inauguration to move inside the U.S. Capitol Rotunda for the first time since 1984. But House Speaker Mike Johnson says the frigid Washington temperatures outside are not making a dent in the enthusiasm surrounding today's festivities.
There's a chill in the air, but a warmth in our hearts. This is a big, big thing for the country. We cannot wait to get our 47th president inaugurated and to begin this great new work. We're going to usher in a new golden age in America. That's what President Trump has been saying. That's what we've been echoing, and we really feel that that's true.
Donald J. Trump takes the oath of office as America's 47th president at 12 noon Eastern time today. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden issuing another batch of 11th-hour pardons, preemptive pardons for Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and members of the Congressional J6 Committee. Wall Street closed today in honor of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention sets its 2025 public policy agenda.
The denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission says it will work hard to curb abortion in the new year, focusing in particular on the proliferation of abortion drugs. Baptist leaders are also going to fight the LGBT agenda, especially where it concerns transgenderism and children. Supporting religious freedom and campaigning against gambling and marijuana will also be priorities for the largest Protestant denomination in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations unveiling new actions to counter the surge in anti-Semitism, including encouraging governments to enforce laws against hate crimes and discrimination. The UN was created in the wake of World War II and the Holocaust, in which 6 million Jews were killed, and has worked to counter anti-Semitism, although the 193-nation world body has been accused of being anti-Semitic itself, including by President Trump's nominee for UN ambassador. This is SRN News. House of Representatives meets today to begin approving the Trump agenda.
The next meeting of the House is scheduled for 10 a.m. today, Monday, January 20th, 2025. Majority Leader Steve Scalise posted the agenda for the week following the inauguration of Donald Trump to be the 47th president. Legislative priorities include protecting U.S. borders, improving forest management, and restoring American forest health, requiring medical care for born-alive abortion survivors, and providing aid to communities affected by wildfires in California. The president-elect has said that he will visit California on Friday. Bernie Bennett for Inauguration 2025.
From the northern plains to Maine, people are bracing for dangerously low temperatures as residents along the East Coast dig out from beneath a heavy blanket of snow. And for some places, there's more snow in the forecast through midweek. Watch for more lake-effect snow across parts of western and central New York State. More details at srnnews.com.